So Zazen is not a category. Zazen is not a practice. Entering the dojo is entering the highest dimension, the home of Buddha. So it seems a beautiful phrase, but we can meet with this phrase of Zazen is not a practice and so on many times. When you arrive through your own practice or by yourself through your own experience, how to say that? To approach this truth that Zazen is not practice. So we approach there the two dimensions, the true meaning of Mushotoku. So all along the text we find this expression like, if we practice Zazen, if we do Zazen, but Zazen is not practice and it's not doing. In the dojo and in its surroundings, don't discuss loudly or in groups. If that should happen, it is the duty of the person in charge to warn you. Only the fundamental behaviors are taught in the dojo. I find this translation more and more dangerous. Only the fundamental behaviors of the dojo. How to sit, to walk, how to move, how to breathe, and how to talk. During Zazen, it's forbidden to discuss. We should only concentrate on the posture, on the breathing, let the thoughts pass. If we do not let the thoughts pass, if we chew a thought, then this thought excites our body, our mouth, our muscles, our lips. At that time, we want to speak and we forget the aspect of our mind. If we do not let the thoughts pass, if we chew a thought, then this thought excites our body. It's something that we can, surely when you are deep Zazen, you can feel how the thoughts have a physical influence. Sensei often said, doing Gassho, Sampai, Zazen is sufficient. If you cannot come to the dojo, do Gassho at home only for yourself, for your true deep mind. No need to talk all the time, to discuss. If we talk, our consciousness becomes empty and we compete with the other. Gassho, Sampai, Zazen, practice in the dojo is to look inside ourselves. The person who is responsible should show the correct attitude. If someone is mistaken, talks too loud, the responsible in charge should warn him. The true attitude, it is not morals. It is not a code, rules or law. It is to live completely with the universe, moving, to move following the cosmic order, to breathe with the cosmos and to speak in unity with the universe. At the bottom of his consciousness, each human being looks for, wants, and needs such a method, a life that would not be insignificant and an existence that could become eternal. That is the practice in the dojo. Not to talk, make no noise, does not mean to stay silent. Of course, it's not logical. It is sufficient for me to shut up, to respect the rules. The true attitude does not depend on our decision, on the choice of our limited consciousness. When Bodhidharma asked him a question, Eka did Sampai, naturally. If we abandon our egoism, our categories, if we abandon our thoughts, if we don't let the rules and the law obstruct us, then all of a sudden we can follow the cosmic life, with or without talking. Our whole daily life becomes the truth. No need to try neither to escape the world of phenomenon, nor to run after a coup, after God, or after Buddha. The world of Buddha and the phenomena are in the same place. In the same place. To talk and not to talk are in the same place. If we read Dogen's rules from outside, they are pretty funny. But we should understand their essence in the depth of our minds. Buddhism, or the truth, can never be destroyed from outside. This truth should become the true method of our life, our true behavior, and our original thought. One often says, beyond the categories. It is the truth which continues from antiquity until today, and which realizes itself through our body. As Thakodosa, he said, besides Zazen, I have no entertainment. I do not play Go, I don't write poems, I don't cultivate any rice field, I don't lend money, I don't have any hobby, I only do zazen and I say what I want to say. And there I can play freely. This is in fact, this is actually the highest happiness. In the dojo you can possess nothing, have nothing, let everything pass, and find in the bottom of your mind the highest happiness. Don't discuss with your thoughts, with your ideas. Don't talk. If some complicated thoughts appear, don't become their partner. Zazen in the dojo is to stop being a partner. For 1 hour in the morning, we dress ourselves with the kesa, the kolomo, and we are the disciples of the authentic transmission of Buddha, of the truth, or of God. We should understand the true religion. To continue Zazen, we should have a strong inner decision. If we don't have such a decision, then we discuss, we lose our mind, and we stop Zazen. We forget about the truth. So we should always come back to that decision. Lensei said, don't forget your beginner's mind. If we lose this mind, we discuss, we talk, we chat. True freedom is inside the decision. We cannot talk about it with the others. We cannot show it. It is Zazen, Sampai and Gassho. It is the true religion.